This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We'll get back into the Caps in just about 20 minutes. We'll test the fan base, see how they're feeling heading into round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs. They take on the Carolina Hurricanes, who are favored against the Caps in that series.
Interesting.
So we'll have to see how that plays out. We'll get you involved at around 820, 825. But right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We welcome in Frank Caliendo. He'll be at the DC Improv in just a few weeks, May 20th and 21st. He'll be performing there, but he's joining us now. And it's been a while since we've talked to Frank. Good morning, Frank. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. I started out like Mel Kiper Jr. I'm doing all right. It's been a while since we talked. What's going on with Shador Sanders? What's happening, guys? What's going on? Shador Sanders keeps dropping. I don't understand. The NFL doesn't know anything about drafting quarterbacks for 50 years. The NFL doesn't know anything about drafting. Todd, he's not with the show anymore. Todd, I just yell for Todd. Even though I'm doing the ghost of Todd. You ever see the ghost of Christmas past, Christmas present, Christmas future? And the Christmas past, they don't even know how to draft quarterback. Christmas present, they didn't draft Shador Sanders. Christmas future, you're going to be an NFL Hall of Famer. Hard-pressed to tell me otherwise.
Wow, so great. Yeah,
that was really good.
Finally,
really.
It's been a long time. I was trying to think about that the other day when I called Matt because of course, whenever a comedian goes to a city, they have to call a radio station,
right?
But you guys are honestly, if not my favorite show to be on, right up there, one or two. But I'm going to say one for today. I realized I need to lie.
I like it.
We were reminiscing about.
I'm already going Gruden on you. I tell you what, man, I would unbox a million boxes to get to you guys, man. That's how much I love the junks. We're like, I opened up a box inside of a box inside of a box. It was like Leonardo DiCaprio in Inception, man. That's tough. The cradle's spinning.
He's become an unboxing slut on online. Is all I know. Slut. A lot of unboxing by Gruden. So many big cardboard boxes into his office.
I know it's wild that's kind of become a thing.
Become
again.
His thing.
Yeah, I know. We were talking about it. Hold on, real quick, Frank. You've been doing this for so long. You're so good at it. You got to be so rich by now. You still love it?
Well, here's the deal, guys. There were 5 or 6 years, maybe 10 years, probably about 3 or 4 years where I didn't work much at all because I didn't want to because I didn't love it. So I was out for a while. Yeah, I just was like
burned out
and I do a bunch of court. Yeah, I think so. I think that was part of it. I did a bunch of, I was doing corporate shows, or I still do corporate shows, and those are their own kind of fun, but they're tougher. And I wasn't creating a lot of new stuff. I didn't have different things. I was kind of just doing the same act over and over and over. So it got to the point where I wasn't having much fun. So I kind of dreaded working. And now what I've been doing, actually going out on the road right now, is doing a lot of new writing and improvising on stage on top of that writing. So yes, I do like it. I would say I even love it right now. And I didn't like to be away from my kids much because my kids were, growing up and in the house, and they were dependent on me lots of anxiety issues in our house and stuff like that, probably caused by me. But just to be there for the family was really good. And now my mother-in-law is living at our house, and as much as it seems like a hacky joke, I just can't wait to get out on the road every single time. I mean, it might be the greatest thing for my comedy career, you know, to get back out there is the fact that my wife has her mom at our house. And I would rather be on the road.
Frank, we were reminiscing about your coaching days, and that you had like some big tall kid, then we've forgotten who it was. And one of the guys was like, did he coach Chet Holmgren? And I was like, no, it wasn't Chet Holmgren, but who did you coach?
Porzingis.
Chris Stapps.
Yeah, he made his way through here a few years back. Impressive work by you.
I'll tell you what, the kid is actually playing right now, and he's there's been some health things among some other stuff. Like, give me a year, and I'll see, because he's 7-1 now.
All right, you don't want to talk about it. I get it.
Yeah. I just the kids own good. I'd rather not right now. But
right.
He's, we'll see. And this year might be a potential. I'll call and say, "Told you."
So.
Hey, but Frank, he grew to 7-1. That's amazing.
Frank, have you ever been to, like, you or your agent ever been contacted to just do a sitcom on network television?
Yeah, I've had I didn't do the pilot. I was like, what's the word? Contracted for a pilot, but we wrote the pilot and stuff. They wanted to do it, but it was with a network, and they changed it so much, and they wanted to shoot it, and I was like, it was about my life, and I'm like, I don't like this. Like, I don't.
Oh, so you were gonna play
this.
You were gonna play yourself.
Yeah, it was going to be me playing myself, or a version of me. And they kept doing little things to change it. Like, they're like, you can write anything you want. And we got with a writer, and we wrote it all. And I really liked it. And then they kept going over the next 6 months. Can you change this? Can you change this? To the point where it wasn't the same pilot anymore. I was like, well, I don't even like this anymore. And now you want to change things out. And then they wanted to shoot it like 2 weeks later. There must have been, you know, somebody that was going to get fired or something, and they liked the project. But it was like, I don't want to do this. It was like last second, let's hurry up and get it done and shoot it. I was like, it doesn't feel like it's the project I started on. So no.
So and you told them no. I got you.
Yeah, and a lot of people got mad at me, actually. But who knows if it's going to, you know, work at all.
How long ago was that?
It was actually when I was coaching flag football. So, probably about 7 or 8 years ago, eight years ago. Yeah.
Joined by Frank Caliendo, comedian, who's going to be at the DC Improv May 20th and May 21st. You know, you kind of talked about how you got burnt out there for a little while. And I know you had told us in the past, sometimes you would write an act, but in the middle, people will just start saying, do Gruden, do Madden, do Morgan Freeman. I remember when I went to see you in West Virginia, you kind of opened it up to people to throw things out. Like, do you still deal with that?
Yeah. I mean, I was in Minneapolis last night. Nobody did. 2 nights ago, I hadn't done any Madden for, you know, 30 minutes. And yeah, you know, I started hearing a guy, Madden, right? You came to see Madden. And, I finally did some, and I do it because there's some topicality to it. There's a movie coming out about John Madden, so I brought up that, and they asked me to audition for that movie to play Howard Cosell, which I think was the dumbest thing. What? Yeah. You want me to play Howard Cosell in the Madden movie? There's a guy who looks like an idiot. What are you talking about? So, if that wouldn't be distracting, I don't know what would be. But I wouldn't get that part anyways. I don't do a good Howard. Like, this is Howard Cosell. That's all I could really do. So I wasn't really even thinking I was going to get it, but I was like, this is dumb. So, I do open it up at the end of the show and let people for the last, you know, 10 minutes throw things out there. But the thing is, I cushion it with this. I say, I'm more of a magician than a wizard. So I can't just do any impression in the world. It has to be something that I've worked on a lot. Like, a magician works on tricks to be able to pull it off. A wizard just conjures up, you know, spirits or something like that. It has a potion.
Right.
So, and people still will yell out things that I go, if you've never seen me do it, I probably can. And then people are asking for crazy stuff. Dude, Kamala, I can't.
Right.
I can laugh a little bit. I don't know.
How often do you come up with new characters?
Every once in a while. I mean, if it hits me, they're constantly impressions that I'm doing little by little. So are they good enough to get in to a show? I'm not sure. I finally added Owen Wilson into the show, and that's, you know, it's just because it's a joke about agreeing so much. And I'm like, that's really, really great. What a great idea. What a tremendous, you're doing such a great job. It's really, really good. So, yeah, there's little ones like that. And then there's some that I just don't have anything for. For example, I can do you guys have seen Better Call Saul, right?
Sure.
So, all I can do is, did you know that you have rights? The Constitution says you do. Hi, I'm Saul Goodman. So I can do that, and I can do his laugh. But I can't really work it into a bit because those are the only words I can say. It would be very vaudevillian. Maybe that's the bit, is just find a way to force those lines into my show.
Is the mother-in-law in the act now, and does she get upset?
Well, I like having half my stuff. So no. But eventually it might eventually work its way in. Just some of the stuff that happens. Like, I would love to do a sitcom about it. I think that would be worth my marriage. But she'll do things like, she'll make cookies, and she's like, they're healthy cookies. I'm like, well, how are they healthy cookies? Well, I only used half the sugar, half the butter, and half the flour. You made half the cookies. That's what you did. They're not healthy cookies. There's nothing healthy about them. They're just half a batch. That's what that is.
That is actually brilliant. Very true.
It's not brilliant. It's the life I live. It's the life.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing.
Are you still living in Arizona?
Yeah, I live in Tempe. Both kids go to Arizona State, so.
Oh, wow.
Nice in-state tuition. You love that.
Yeah, that's the thing. In Arizona, if your kids are as incredibly intelligent as mine are, if you have like above a 3.75 in high school, you go to school for basically half tuition.
Oh, wow.
So, and maybe even a little bit less. And there are some schools like Northern Arizona that you can go to tuition free if you do well in high school. It's just the way they reinvest, you know, keep investment in the state. So, yeah, both kids go there. They're at the business school and doing great. My son's almost done. My son is, he's almost 21. My daughter is a freshman there. So
your son's graduating in this month?
He graduates next semester.
Oh, okay.
So he's got one more semester. He'll graduate early by one semester. He didn't want to go further, or, you know, earlier than that. So,
wow.
But he's even young. So he's not even 21 yet, and he's almost done. But he's already helping my brother-in-law run a company. He's way smarter than me. I wish I had the intelligence of either of my kids, which must come from my wife's side, but skipped a couple generations.
did you enjoy is you and the wife more alone time? You and the wife more? How did that work out?
Well, no.
The mother-in-law now.
Well, I know the mother-in-law, but still.
No, I almost went, that was almost a kind of again. No, that's not happening. You know why? Because Shador Sanders wasn't drafted.
right.
Yeah, no, it's like having Arthur from King of Queens around all the time, and he doesn't live in the basement.
right. All right, so when are you going to be in D.C.?
I'm going to be there in a few weeks. I'm going to be there the 21st and 22nd. It's a Tuesday and a Wednesday. And I've already invited myself in to hang out with you guys and do awesome
things. That's
right.
Perfect. He's going to be in for like an hour.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Right, that's what I heard. Perfect. Can't wait.
It's going to be an hour. We're going to do an unboxing. Get a box ready, guys.
We're
going to get to the creamy center of the Cadbury egg, man. That's what we're going to do. You ever see that Cadbury bunny? He says bark, bark like he's a bunny, man. I tell you what, he's like a chicken bunny. Now look out for that guy. It's going to scare you.
That guy.
All right, Frank.
We look forward to seeing you, bro.
Yeah, frankonstage.com will get you the information for the tickets, and also DC Improv. I think it's probably dcimprov.com, but I know for sure frankonstage.com gets you there.
Very good, man. Perfect. We'll see you in person in just a few weeks. It's Frank Caliendo.
Thank you, buddy.
He'll be in
awesome. Thanks, guys.
DC. Yeah, of course. He'll be in DC in just a few weeks, so go to frankonstage.com. DCImprov.com as well. Caps fans, you should call in now at 800-636-1067. Coming off this win against the Canadiens to advance, how are you feeling taking on the favored Carolina Hurricanes?
Scared.
I feel like it's a little slap in the face.
Scared.
Caps are the one seed. The Carolina Hurricanes are the two seed, but Vegas likes
pretty hefty
Carolina
favorite
in this matchup. 800-636-1067. We'll get your pulse on that upcoming series next.